they took this girl and they dumped a bucket of urine over her head. And there are other things that were done that I really don't want to explain right now. They have an album called Presence. Now, this is pictured on their album of a family sitting around a table, around an oddly shaped object in the middle of the table. And then you turn a record album over, and the picture shows a boy and a girl sitting at a teacher's desk. The teacher has her hand on the object and on his head, like she's drawing power from this object and putting it into the boy's head. Now, it looks kind of strange, but there's an explanation for it. Page said this about that oddly shaped object, and I quote, "The design is to symbolize the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences, a power that is simply referred to as a presence." It sounds like they have an outside force helping them. The force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences. It also sounds like a piece of Star Wars, "May the Force be with you." I think we know what force they're talking about. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, again, was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing, "The Piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her stairway to heaven." We know that's not possible. And also they say, "Words have two meanings." They certainly do have two meanings. This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. And what I mean by in reverse is by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards. The needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is where I'm talking about that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse, "Listen, we've been there." Then they sing in reverse now, "Because I live." "Serve me."
"Serve me."
"There's no escape in it." "Satan."
"Satan."
If we gotta live for Satan.
Gotta live for Satan.
Master Satan.
Yes,
the message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse of Stairway to Heaven was this: "Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan, Master Satan." Listen to it as they sing their message together. Further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. I kept thinking about the verse that describes hell in the Bible as a wailing and a gnashing of teeth. And that came to my mind when I heard this next sound, and is opposite of the instrumental part in the prelude of Stairway to Heaven. Listen to this as it reminds you of the verse, "a wailing and a gnashing of teeth." Again, another rock group who is tied definitely in with the occult. They had a definite message to give, who they are serving through their music.